Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes.
Bradley Burdett, what's with this new IRS notice on the ERC?
Well, IRS has dropped and detonated a bomb on America with this new notice. And what they did after about 18 months, water under the bridge, we're about three-fourths of the way through the ERC program, they changed their mind on an extremely important issue that affects many, many taxpayers.
What is it that affects practitioners directly?
Well, Rick, so the question becomes, who's eligible for the Employee Retention Credit, the COVID ERC, and who's not? Question, corporate shareholders. Well, corporate shareholders that own more than 50% of the stock, many people believe are eligible for the ERC. Their wages are eligible. But the IRS did an about-face and completely changed their position when they came out about a week ago and said, if you are a more than 50% CRS Corp shareholder, and if you have a living relative that's either a brother or sister or half-sister, we're going to call those collateral damage, or if you have an ancestor that's an upline person, like if somebody's sponsored you in multi-level marketing, or if you sponsored someone, in other words, you have a children, and that is your lineal descendants. If you have any living relatives, they say that you're not eligible. Now, Rick, here's what's crazy about that. If you have dad who owns the company, and there's crazy Uncle Billy, his brother, who nobody's heard from for years, that he's an Iceman in outer Siberia and just completely out of touch with the, as long as he's alive, even though he has nothing to do with the business, then dad's wages are aced out for the COVID Employee Retention Credit. And that's wonky.
That's just crazy.
It sure strikes me that way. It has to do with how IRS has landed on interpreting the statute. So the question becomes, what do we do now? I mean, many practitioners in good faith on a good reading of the statute have claimed this. And now they're like deer in the headlights. They're saying, do we go back and amend? How do we save face with our client? And do we have to amend to keep our license? Do we have to amend to keep our clients out of jail and all this stuff? Well, the fact is, you can amend or you can let the sleeping dog lie. Right now, Congress is upset about this. There's a letter been written by Congress to IRS saying, what are you doing? Change your position. Will this end up being like the PPP forgiven loan funded expenses where Congress reversed IRS? I don't know. Will IRS reverse itself? Hard to say. Right now, I say, if you have filed a return, sit tight and see if this thing blows over or reverses. But the question then becomes, what do you do for the remaining returns that are yet to be filed? We still have two quarters to go, and there's still some amended returns that haven't been filed. And if that's the case, I would proceed with more caution, but it's still possible to claim it. But now you have to realize you're taking on City Hall. So I would have you attach the Form 8275 uncertain position form. But there's lots to sort out here.
Does this make it all that more difficult for accountants and their small business clients to take advantage of the ERC? Has the IRS made it tougher to take advantage of the ERC?
For the C-Corp owner or S-Corp owner shareholder that owns more than half the company, the answer is there's a new stumbling block. It doesn't ultimately stop them. It means that their advisor needs to be on their game, understand the issue, lay it in front of the client, give the client a choice. It's not a brick wall that's going to stop you, but it's something you need expertise to be able to work around or throw up the white flag as the choice is for the client.
So going forward, what do tax professionals have to do?
They have to understand the issue, and they have to understand that it's the client's judgment call, and they have to be able to understand the issue well enough to see that there's risk involved in continuing to claim it for the CRS Corp shareholder. But actually, the pro-taxpayer position is correct one. And so it's like making your way through a field of landmines. It's still important to move forward, but we have to know what we're doing or it might not end up so well.
Bradley Burnett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes. We hope you'll rate and review us wherever you find your podcasts to help other accountants find our show more easily. For more information, you can go to CPATrendlines.com.